if you had to compare the style of work at RadLab with industry research or academic research or some other setting, what is the best comparison?
Well, I've of course consulted for industry since I worked on the academic environment. The academic, of course, our objectives and missions are different. But let's say Lincoln Laboratory comes more close to Radiation Laboratory. In the early days of Lincoln Laboratory, we had a lot more freedom. I don't think today we do. And it's, I'd say in the 50s and 60s, the early 60s, maybe Lincoln Laboratory, where I headed a large solid state group. We may have worked similarly, although I think there was more input from Washington than from the military. If you're asking me, there was more input from there, much more consultation. Don't forget, we weren't in as much rush, except we did the two line on that one. We worked like we did for a year. I put in on a crash program. We worked on a crash program. It was very similar to the Rad Lab days. And Herb Weiss was interviewed just before me. I worked for him for a little while. I mean, we did things the same way. But aside from that, normally Lincoln Laboratory works at a somewhat lower base, although, for example, we worked recently on a laser radar where we had to meet deadlines, and also was a very successful project. But there is many more meetings, much more waste of time. A lot of people sitting in meetings and talking. And some of the people who sit at the meetings shouldn't even be there. I mean, I don't think they're the most competent people. But there is much more direction for Washington than there was. And I don't think that's necessarily the best thing.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the military, let's say we're at the, but look, let's take the desert storm. Who the hell invented those things that work? Not the military. They were civilians, good engineers, good scientists. And they worked. I invent things. You don't invent them in Washington. You invent them. They come out of the mind of a creative individual. And we have lots of them during World War II congregate who otherwise might be worrying about how the black hole works instead of military. You know, many of the scientists today wouldn't touch military. Some of them criticized Lincoln Laboratory, and my answer to that was not enough of us, certainly in the young generation, are working at a critical position in the military science, which is by far military science and technology, which is by far exceeds certainly the civilian. I mean, the NSF supports very little. And yet, we don't have the same caliber of people working on that large enterprise. And my contention, it's important. If defense is important and we're going to decide to spend a lot of money, it's important for some of the talented people, even from the academia, to have an input. We have less influence. We had more influence in Washington during the early days of Lincoln Laboratory than we do today.